adding a smoky ingredient for a savory corn muffin. Ready for a savory take on the standard corn muffin recipe? I'm adding a smoked chive to bring these muffins to a whole new level. You may have seen someone bake cornbread in a cast iron skillet on the grill, but that's just cast iron cooking. I'm taking fresh chives that have been smoked on the stovetop with hardwood chips from Smokin'Licious and adding them to a favorite buttermilk cornbread recipe for a sweet savory combination. You can read about our technique for smoking the chives in Dr. Smoke's Tips and Technique blog. A flavorful batter. To make 12 muffins, you'll need the following: 1 1/4 cups fat-free buttermilk, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 large egg lightly beaten, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup yellow cornmeal medium ground, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper, 3 ounces of grated fresh Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, 3 tablespoons finely chopped smoked fresh chives divided. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Combine the buttermilk, olive oil, and egg in a small bowl. Combine the flour, cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, baking soda, salt, and ground red pepper in a medium-sized bowl, stirring well with a whisk. Make a well in the center of the flour mixture and pour into that well the milk mixture, stirring just until moist. Stir in 1/2 cup of the cheese and 2 tablespoons of the smoked chives. Spoon this batter into 12 muffin cups that have been greased. Sprinkle the muffins with the remaining cheese and chives. Now, bake in the oven for about 13 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out with just a few moist crumbs. Remove from the oven and then remove the muffins from the tin to a wire cooling rack. Tasting notes. There are so many variations you can add to this standard recipe while keeping the smoked chives. Add fruit such as blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries and leave out the cheese and pepper. Go meaty with bacon or pancetta, but hold the sugar and think about adding a different cheese such as Gruyere or Swiss. You can also change the flavor by swapping out almond flour or coconut flour for all purpose. Proving that there's more to wood-fired cooking than just animal proteins, Smokin'Licious brings you great ideas for recipes featuring a wood-fired ingredient, bringing you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire and smoke.